Pasuk says this week's parasha, parasha is about. Beyamarishim mikra kaddish, ayamashim mikra kaddish yalachem, komalachal ayasu behem. Parasha Pshat, the Torah is saying it's yontif asr masiyas malacha. But the pasuk's lashon is la yasu behem. Rashi explains the pasuk la yasu behem afila al yedei acherim. Rashi says that even through somebody else. So Ramban's Medayik and Rashi, what does it mean through somebody else? If he's a Yid, well, the person himself can't do it. Well, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Must be Rashi referring through Ayyidei Akum, through a guy. Like also, it shouldn't be done, I feel Ayyidei Acherim, the guy cannot do the Malach for you. So Ramban asks, but what do you mean Amir al-Akum is only the Rabbanan? Rashi's saying Pshat in the Pasuk, brings this a Mechilta. Rashi's saying Pshat in the Pasuk. Amir al-Akum is only the Rabbanan. So Rabban has a whole different chat in the Pasuk. I just wanted to go off Vina of Amir La'akum. Maybe we'll say a chat in the Shrashi. Rabbi Chanan brings in Bayan, the Pshizayna with Bayan, Rabbi Chanan brings, there's two ways of understanding Amir La'akum. Number one, there's two problems. Ein Shlich Levar Avera and Ein Shlich Hazakum. But the Raisa, L'chara Amir La'akum should not be a Raisa. Two problems. So, all right, before we come to that, so let's say it's a Drabbanan. What did the Chum say? Did the Chum say that it's really Midrash Ein Shlich Hazakum, Ein Shlich Levar Avera? But Drabbanan, on a Drabbanatic level, they created Shlichas. Halacha Shlichas. Or is it the Pshad that it's not Shlichas? It's the actual Amir itself saying Divrei Chol on Shabbos. Guy, do the malacha for me. That's like a mizu to Shabbos. Amir lach. That's Amir is what's also. Now, for me, it would be Rabbi Chanan speaks out two things. What would it be if you tell a guy before Shabbos? Tell him Friday, Arab Shabbos. Do this for me on Shabbos. The Amir itself, no problem. Arab Shabbos. What would it be if I would tell him on Shabbos, do the malacha for me on Sunday? If it's the Amir, there's a problem. If it's shlichas. By the time he does the malacha, it's already chol. It's already Sunday. So Rabbi Chanan has these two ways of understanding Amir al-Akum. Where's the mock of these two dinner? Rabbi Chanan doesn't bring the makaris. Just there's two ways of understanding this to be nafkin al-Akum. What he might mean is he doesn't quote the makaris. If you look in Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Mimsaya chafsach adabr dober, divra osir. Brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, Mimsaya chafsach adabr dober, it's going to be in Dover, Shevakdush, Divrei Chol, referring to Malacha, telling the guy to do it. Rashi said before, it sounds like Steas from the Dibur. Rashi, in Shabbos, in the Mishnah Kufman Gimel, Mishnah Kufman Gimel, nice and kiss the Nachri. Person's walking Arab Shabbos. It's about to become Shki, it becomes dark. He give his wallet, guy, do me a favor, can you carry it home for me? Right, that's the mission. Because it's my time. Why should I have bought the mezzo? Why would the chamata you can do this? Mezzo kizu nochi? Everything more. Kim ga bon ne nota maim ratzu al ma maido. But the shayna say, also let's read all the namas which are surround. The chamata were afraid. If we're not going to, people, it's going to be, the temptation is too hard. We're afraid they're going to carry it home. The chamata were mati that me relakum. Rashi says, "My time is shalom eis lenochi." Mar is kasha. Pray shulcho and send him a Shabbos. Remember, we're talking Arab Shabbos over here. You tell the guy quickly. Can you do me a favor? Carry it home for me. Arab Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, it should be also because Rashi says here shliach. That's some of Rabbi Chanan's coming from. And Avodah Zarah says the dibur. Here is talking Arab Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with the dibur. Rashi has to say there's got to be something else to it. The din shlicha is, therefore, even on Arab Shabbos, he can't do the malachim on Shabbos. L'char, that's the mocker for the two dinim. The Ran, here in Shabbos, says a different pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't say shlichas. The Chassam Sefer is medayik in the Ran. He says, why didn't he say shlichas like Rashi? He says, the Ran holds, like he says, a famous base smear. Even if you hold shlichas of Aravera, Shammai Zokin and Kedushin, comes to Shabbos, he says, it's not Shaykh Shlichas and Shabbos. famous Taisir says, I can't make a shepherd on the tefillin for me. That's a mitzvah shebagufa. It's got to be on my arm. You can't put on the tefillin. Yeshiva sukkah. You can't sit in the sukkah for me. So he says, comes from Malacha Shabbos. Shabbos is totally on Shabbos, Shvisa. I'm resting. I'm sitting in my house. I'm doing nothing. He's doing Malacha. That's a mitzvah shebagufa. Shabbos, the issue is, be a Shabbos. I'm a Shabbos. Doesn't pass Shlichus when it comes to Shabbos. So Chasam Sefer says, that's the pshat. The Ran holds like the Beis Meir. Okay. Good. So, Rashi, we see, argues. Rashi's saying the halacha shlichus over here. Obviously, he doesn't like this part. What's the machlekes? Number two, so then what is the pshat in the Gemara? If you're not going to tell me shlichus, l'chara is an Erev Shabbos. So then, what is the issue? Mara's kasha was, how can you tell the guy to do it? Rashi Bavani shlichus. The Ran doesn't explain why. It doesn't say shlichus. Not clear. So what is the issue then? All right, so the two R's. What does Rashi do with that taina? And how will the Ran actually learn the Gemara? Like this. Let's take the first thing. What's this machlekes is the Ran and Rashi? The Ran says it doesn't pass shlichus in Shabbos. Rashi holds, yeah. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Shvisa b'shvim v'lacha mitzvah say, the idea of resting in Shabbos is a mitzvah say, she'nemer yom shvi tishbos. Kol ha'is v'malacha, bit the mitzvah say, v'amal l'isah say. If you do the malacha, you have an essay, and then the l'isah say. Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam says a different lashon. Six days during the year, as mir the raisin, let's say Eretz Yisrael. The 6 days, it's also Matzias Malacha. And it goes on to say, if you over the Malacha, I have an answer to Eliza say. Let's be Medayak in the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos, he starts off, Shisa Vashi Malacha Mitzasai. Doesn't say it's also to Malacha. The 7th day of the week, there's a mitzvah say to be Shabbos. If you're able to that, Mavatis say, or Elisa say. Yom Tov, he starts in the other direction. 6 days a year, it's also. Doesn't say there's a mitzvah say to be Shabbos. Anybody does go on to say, if you're able to that, you're able to say, essay, or Elisa say. So be consistent. Why does he start off? There's an essay, 6 days a year to be Shabbos. If you don't do it, I've been asking Elisa to say. What's the chilek? So I want to clear like this. We have to know where the Rambam got this from. That the Rambam holds, you can clear, what's the taich in Lama Tes Malachas? Is the Lama Tes Malachas like any Yisra? Myra, Kaiser. Yisra is the Etz Malach itself, the Maisa Malach. There's 39 ways, different pools of the Yisra. Or is it a pshad? The Ikkun Akuna Shabbos says to be a Shabbos. The Torah Taich Dab, how does the Torah Taich Shvisa? The Lama Tes Malachas. The Lama Tes Malachas are the means, the Echatims of the Mitzvah Shvisa. Now we might have understood flipping on the light, like what's the big deal? No. Chazal tells us, the Torah says, that goes into Havara, that's the Torah's definition of the Mitzvah Shvisa. But it's not the Pshat, there's something Be'etzim wrong in each one of these pulas. These are just the ways of being mavata to shvisa. Or no? The ikur is each malachas be'etzim its own iser. Araya, there's kind of a word. You find, Mara says in Shabbos, he's talking about one of the specific malachas. He's doing a certain maisa. Mara says, what should we master him? With Bayer, another shem malacha. Which malacha, what does it fit into? So, Tyson in Shabbos says, who cares? Say, l'sasaka malacha. Tyson in a chenami. If you would have said a parvalash in Dasra, that's like the Rishonim, Dasra says, I have to tell him these are in the Torah. Tyson says, okay, in a chenami. L'sasaka malacha would have sufficed. That would have been good. But if I said the wrong thing, that will spoil it. So, which is the one, the proper one? If I said the other one, it was spoiled last row. But really, if you said, that's good enough. that Tosfos read there in Kuf Lamed Ches Shabbos says, no, you have to master the specific malacha. Havara l'chalik yotzos is the pshat. Each malacha, he says, is like achilas dam, achilas chelev. Each malacha has its own separate name to it. This chakir that we're clearing seems to be the machlekes. Tell you the Shabbos, you can say, l'sanska malacha. It's fine. Tais understood the sad what we're clearing. These are all just the hechatim, so the bitter shvisa. L'sanska malacha will suffice. That's good enough. Tais really understood, l'chalik means each malacha is its own separate iser. He said, like achilas dam, achilas chelev, totally different iser. That's the Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam's being machadish, there's a chiddush that we get this from. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be a Shabbos. The ikur is the ma'aseh shvisa. The ikur is being a Shabbos. The lama tes malachas reicha timsa for the mitzvah shvisa. But the ikur yisayi yantav is be a Shabbos. Shabbos, he starts the surah. It's also to do malacha. It's the pshad. Each one of the pulas and Shabbos are specifically also by themselves. So in other words, comes a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, lamatas malachas are also yontif too, and Shabbos, but it's a whole different definition. On Shabbos, it's the shisa. These are the chedim sort of bitzel. Yontif is the specific malachas. We'll come back in a second where the Rambam got it from. Say, that could be the pshat, machleik is the Ran and Rashi there in Shabbos. The Ran says, the way the Chassam Sofer learned the Ran, doesn't pass shlichas in Shabbos. Why not? Because ikur is a shvisa. There's a shvisa. You can't make a shlichah not a veira. He understood that taitz and malacha by Shabbos is like the Rambam. It's the maisa. It's the asiya. It's the shvisa. I'm Shabbos. It's like tefillin. You can't make a shlichah not. Rashi understood by Shabbos it's the atzma malacha which is aser. It's like any maisa veira. Gneiva, ritzicha. If you always shlichah not a veira, it passes shlichas. So Rashi understood the malacha by Shabbos is, it's the specific maisim. Each one lama tes malacha, it's the maisa. If you hold yesh shlichah v'arveira, okay. Pas shlichah comes to Shabbos. The Rambam learns Shabbos, ikur is the bitul shvisa. You'll ask me, we ask, so how would the Rambam learn the Gemara then? The Rambam. If you're telling me Shabbos, the ikur is the shvisa, doesn't pas shlichas. So elavat, you don't have Rav Ochanan's on their side. I mean, there's one getter to Yisur, it's the Dibur. It's like a bezer to Shabbos if you say it on Shabbos. Okay, we're taking an error of Shabbos. That's what pushed Rashi to say, it's got to be Shlichas. Things like this. The Rambam, she tells him, very good. The Rambam Hilchot Shabbos says, you can't tell a guy to do Malacha, bein on Shabbos, bein on Erev Shabbos. Why? He groups it together. Not that they tune in him. It's because you may come to do the malacha yourself. The yeder ratmir l'akum is the pshat. The mir is aser because it makes Shabbos kal in your eyes. Told that I do malacha. Well, maybe I'll do it myself today. I told him every Shabbos, maybe I'll come and do it myself tomorrow. That's the Rambam l'shitos are very good. It's not, the it can't be shlichas. The shitos are understood by Shabbos because the shisa, the dik we're making the Rambam. I said, what then? The dibor? Or Bukhanan said Dibur, that's only a Shabbos. I'm saying, no, that's not the Pshat, it's not true. The Dibur is also a feel of error of Shabbos because you may come to do the Malachan Shabbos. He puts the two together. Bein on Shabbos, Bein on Erev Shabbos, because you may come to do the Malacha yourself. That's the Pshat in the Ran. The Rambam of Shitosa is Bavarni Arkasha. If he will learn by Shabbos, Dikur is the Bitu Shvisa. That means it doesn't pass Shlichas. So what's the Mar Shabbos talking about? Why can't they tell him Erev Shabbos? So in other words, not like what Rambam was saying. You don't have to say Shlichas, it's the Dibur. But what's wrong with the Dibur? He puts the two together, because you may come to do the Malach. Alright, like this. But the Rambam is saying a Chiddush. Shabbos is its Shvisa. Yontiv is that's the Malach. Where did he get that from? The Machalik and the Lomdus of the Malachas. This mechilta that Rashi bring in this week's parsha. Rashi is saying, "Layasa malacha filay de'acherim amir lakum." Talking about yontif. Pasuk talking about yontif. I made a lack of effect on banners only the Rabbanim. Well, there's two problems involved. Ein shlichus v'aravera, and ein shlichus la'akum. Now let's say this. But the etzim shlichus on yontiv would work. If you learn yontiv the pshat is, like Rabbi Medayik in the Rambam, deker is the maisa. If you hold shlichus v'aravera, we pass, you can make shlichus. But what do you mean? We pass ganei shlichus v'aravera, and we also pass ganei shlichus la'akum. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? Maybe this is the Rambam's marker to say Yontif is different than Shabbos. Moran Bob Metzia and Yerom and Beis, Moran brings the sugya Chotzer. Chotzer mitam yad, Chotzer mitam shlichus. Frak the Mara, the whole marker of Chotzer, one of the Makaris, is from Geneva. Well, behold, Chotzer mitam shlichus, ain't shlichus maravera, it's Mara's kasha. Mara says, one pshad, when ain't shlichus maravera, is the shlichus of Bar Chiyuva. He himself is Metzova, ain't Shlichus Maravera. If a kohen would send the Yisraelim Kashi Gerusha, ain't Shlichus Maravera. Being that a guy, that Chotzer is not a Bar Chiyuva, yeh Shlichus Maravera. Frank Tysus, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Hashalech Zemir B'yad Cher Shait of a cotton, you send the fire with the hand of a cotton, Mishnah in Baba Kama, it kind of says, Potter B'dinon Chai B'din Yishamayim. Frank Tysus, why not? The cotton's not a Bar Chiyuva. So we should say, yesh tzich dvar avera. They said, but there's a major problem. A kohen b'chlal not the parsha shlichus. Else the fact that ain't tzich dvar avera, that wouldn't have been a problem. He's not a bar, but the mice is not a bar shlichus. Posh it turns. The Ritva in Bob Mitzvah asks this kashem. The Ritva says, the Mishnah Baba Kama is talking, you didn't send the kid to do it. You gave the kid a match. You should have realized he's going to go, but you didn't send him directly. But if you told him affairs, take the match, go burn down that field, you be chayim. I ain't shlichus the cotton. Why doesn't Ritva like what Taisa is saying? So Nasima says, I'll say it very quickly, I don't want to go into it also, you know. Nasima says like this. The whole thing of shlich, cotton can't be a shlich, that's learned out from the regular parsha of shlichus. From Truba, Korban, Pesach, Megiddin, there's a meat, no psukim that says a cotton can't be a shlich. We have a new parsha. Now, we know there's a call, ain't shlich v'arver. We have a new parsha that says, your chotzer can steal for you. I ain't shlich v'arver. Or I say, it's not a bar chiyuva. So the Nesivah declares like this. Does it mean, okay, you took care of ain't shlich v'arver, because it's not a bar chiyuva. Does it mean, but now, everything goes back to the old hilchus shlichas. Cotton can't be a shliach. A guy can't be a shliach. Taisa understood. Okay. In terms of the prat of ain't shlichus v'arveira, that was taken care of. In terms of the old din of ain't shlichus the cotton, that old parsha remains. Or is the pshat? There's a new parsha shlichus, not bound to the old din. It's all part of ain't shlichus v'arveira. Doesn't have to be in the parsha shlichus. A cotton, we're not bound to the din of ein shlichus a cotton. There's a brand new parsha of shlichus. There's no problem with shlichus as long as it's not a bar chiyuva. I ein shlichus a cotton, ein shlichus akum, that's the old parsha. That's the normal parsha of shlichus. There's a brand new parsha when it comes to averas. There's no miyutim cotton or akum. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat in Rashi and Chumash. If you don't like that pshat, the Gemara Bava Metzia, what do you say? Should be a bir lakum, should be the rabbanon. If you go like that, man the yamar. That's only he's not a bar chiyuva. There's a brand new parish of shikas when it comes to averas, and shikas averas is not an issue. I is a cut, he's a guy, not a problem. I the other problem, it doesn't pass shikas when it comes to malachas. There it is. Yontiv is different. Yontiv is not the bitul shvisa. Yontiv is the atzim malacha. That could be the Rambam's mocker. It comes out of Kiddush Gadol. When it comes to Shabbos, Amir Lakum is only the Rabbanim. When it comes to Yontiv, Amir Lakum is at the Raisa. I found the Smag says Mefurish. The Smag says Mefurish. When it comes to Yontiv, Amir Lakum is at the Raisa. Where do you get it from? This Rashi is coming from Mechilta. Rashi is dodging the Pshat in this Mechilta. It's at the Raisa. What's the lumdus? That's great of art. New parsha shlichas. I ain't shlichas to come to melachas. That's by Shabbos. That's a derabonim. Comes to Yom Tov, as a different getter comes to melacha, that would be a deraisa. So the Ramban's kasha falls off. Rashi, the Rambam, well, a Yom Tov is going to be a deraisa.